Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight frolics, woohoo, around the world. One more time for the philosopher. Keep it going in the background. Hello there, folks. You're disabled. Friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. Don't believe everything you hear in the news. Did you hear about the new guy, McCarthy? Yeah, they let him out of jail. People don't know that. Didn't get elected to be House Speaker. He just got out of jail. So he met with the other guys. And what do you think happened? Muskie gave him all $1 million and said, listen, stay away from my Tweeties. It got nothing to do with my Tweet. Well, who's his Tweeties, philosopher?
Exactly.
It's all his girlfriends. Who do you think his Tweeties are? Uh-huh. That thing with Twitter, that's just a big front. When he says tweet, 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 he's talking about all his model girlfriend that he gives
there
money.
There you go.
So the Republicans want to get in good with them, see?
Yeah.
He says, stay away from my tweeties, you idiot. Now, the other thing is, look at this guy, the guy who makes the electric car.
That's Tesla. That same as...
Yeah. One guy got electrocuted. And they gave him a silent funeral because they didn't want the news to know about it. Did you hear about the guy who bought one of those electric cars?
Yeah.
And he got caught on the railroad tracks.
Oh, boy.
And he didn't know what to do with. So he's supposed to push the button and go up. The only thing is he pushed the button and he went down.
Uh-oh.
Well, you
Poof
cut that
right.
out. I tell you, folks, the whole thing is a menagerie.
What?
What's that word mean, philosopher? I don't know.
Exactly.
But it's got to mean stupid. There's all kinds of contradictions in the news. See? A big thing in Colorado about the water. They can't take the water from the river because the animals won't let them.
Yeah, right.
The animals, that's right. That's a big news story out there in the Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
There you
mean
go.
John Denver? Oh, shut up.
He passed away, sorry.
Oh, that's what's going on, folks, and more you look into it, the more you know that the whole thing is a fiasco.
It has been.
Stay away from the news and you'll live longer. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher signing off.
Hey, take care, philosopher.
All right, in a sight, frolics, and let's see, we got Dinigan coming up later.
Uh-huh.
Louie will be here, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't
hopefully.
Forget.
And falls asleep, yeah.
What else we got? Oh, yeah, all the, remember all the old... Remember all the old cigarette commercials?
Cigarette? Is that one they used to go around and say that?
But they try to get people to...
Smoke
these cigarettes and, and well, there was one that they never published, see? And
Uh-oh.
we happened to get a copy of it.
Uh-oh.
Inner Sight gets everything. We don't fool around. We got influence, see?
There you go.
So this one cigarette, Paul Mall.
Paul Mall, okay.
This guy comes out, you know, he's dressed with a nice suit and all that. And he said, this is Paul for Mall. He said, what? Paul Mall. Smooth tasting, easy going, smooth draw on the tobacco that you'll never want to go to another cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Get more Paul. I mean, Paul Mall. So he's standing
like
there, he's bragging about the cigarette. He takes a drag.
Right.
In the meantime, some guy comes out on the stage, can hardly walk, and he's going, and Paul Mall says, who are you? He says, he says, I'm Joe Mall. Joe Mall, yeah. Who is Joe Mall? I'm the boss of Paul Mall. I started it. And now I can hardly breathe.
There you go.
Don't smoke that, folks. Get rid of it,
that's
please,
right.
Before I go. Well, that's going to be right away. I don't think it's going to happen that long, Joe. Shut up, Paul. You're an idiot. And he's
he's coughing like crazy.
Spits all over the stage, and they got to come out with a mop and a shovel and
a shovel?
Pick it up.
For spit?
Yeah, well, this guy, he's got bad cancer. He's spitting all of his teeth are falling out and everything.
Oh, teeth are falling out, that's why. He had to swipe
Woo!
Up the teeth.
Paul Mall.
Paul Mall.
My old man, oh, geez, he used to smoke the worst. Lucky Strike.
Oh, those are the worst. Yeah.
One day I said to him, when I got older, I said, hey, Dad, I said, how come those luckies are not so lucky?
What do you say?
He said, don't worry about it. He said, I just got a clean bill of health from the doctor.
Yeah, he paid him for it.
Yeah. So, Lucky Strike, that was one of the worst. Chesterfield, another one.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that one, too. I used to have to go to the machine and get the cigarettes from my uncle, my uncle through marriage. And I remember those machines, really. In the
Call for Philip Morris. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Some idiot would get up on a mountain, and well, he looked like he was on a mountain. It really wasn't. It was just a picture.
Stage,
and he had a big, what did he have, a big horn or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yelling for Philip Morris?
Yeah.
You know. That was a Jewish cigarette. Morris, the Jewish name.
Well, yeah. I thought it was a German name, too.
No, Morris is usually Jewish.
Oh.
I knew a guy named Morris when I was growing up on Lafayette Avenue. I think he was a little off in the rocker.
Yeah.
And he used to sit outside on the stoop, you know. He said, I can't stay in my apartment. They're peeing down on me, son. I said, what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're upstairs. They're peeing down. Somebody's peeing on the stairs. That's coming right in my apartment.
Oh, that stinks.
So he called the landlord.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry came over. He said, what are you talking? What happened, Morris? What happened? You smell that? They're peeing right down on me. What am I going to do? No. He said, that's not that. He said, that's from the cat. Upstairs, she's got four cats. They make a smell.
Oh.
He thought they were pissing on him, yeah.
Yeah, well.
He was weird.
Yeah.
All right. You know, a lot of things when you're growing up are funny, man.
Yeah, they are.
Mayor Horn and Marshall, top floor.
Yeah.
Oh. Their mother used to keep the potatoes in the washing machine.
Ooh.
So one day one of the kids turned it on, you know.
Yeah.
The mother freaked out. My potato! Oh, we had some funny people in that apartment building. You know,
yeah.
It was funny. We had one couple. He was black and she was white. And in those days, that was rare. You know.
I know.
When I growing up, but they were nice people though.
That's good.
All right, in the site, you got any funnies brewing there? What do you got?
Yeah, I do. I have Abbott and Costello. You want to listen to that?
You got what?
Abbott and Costello.
Oh, Abbott and Costello. All right, let's hear some Abbott and Costello, and then we'll go on with some crazy stuff. I don't know.
I hear that.
The great Abbott and Costello, Lou Costello.
That's right.
And Bud Abbott.
The volume and everything.
All right.
Yes, I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. Didn't expect him, did you? Now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear?
What would they like to hear?
Something different. Now, is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
No. Wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah. Obviously, you're here.
This is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it. Well, I'll tell you. Let me see. That looks all right.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend. We'll just pretend. All right, I'll take it easy with that. We'll just pretend that we're organizing a baseball team here at the Retired Actors Home. And I am the manager. Now,
you're going to be the manager of the Retired Actors Baseball Team?
Yes.
I would like to join the Retired Actors Baseball Team.
Oh, you would?
And I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know they give baseball players now your names.
A lot of funny names.
You know, like Sticky Fields.
Sticky Fields.
Yeah, Goofy Dan. Booby Bobber. Booby Bobber. Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Abby, you going to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guy's names on the baseball team.
Say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't saying nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's name?
I asked
you what's the first baseman's name?
No, what's the second baseman?
I'm going to stop asking, sir. I asked you what?
The great classic,
yeah,
Abbott and Costello, who's on first? And I had the honor of wearing Costello's hat on a show I did years ago with one of his people from Borderville, going way back, you know, played with Lou Costello. And I don't know if Abbott was Borderville, and I know Costello was. All right, in a sight around the world, let's see, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, on the scene, and organization, saving the lives of Akitas. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. The email on the Akita. So check them out. And we thank them for the food for my guide dog. Many, many times that they've done that. All right. Big East, the key to rescue. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the SILO. Check them out. And we thank them for their support. Suffolk Bus Corp, another friend of Inner Sight. And let's see, Shelby's Kitchen. Don't forget about Shelby's, my buddy Tom and Michelle. Shelby's Kitchen, 286-0444, out here in Bellport, New York, Shelby's Kitchen. So check them out. Go over there, have a nice time. Eat over there, and when you're over there, take note of Milton's picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did a show last night that's going to be on a local this week in Long Island, and we're going to spread it all over and put it up on YouTube. So Channel 20, next Thursday, 9:30, look for the Inner Sight program, The Murder of a Guide Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible, horrible thing that has taken place here in Suffolk County last July. And we're determined to get justice for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, my good friends in Manhattan, David and Audra Ross, attorneys, 245-1020. David and Audra Ross and Dave's mom, Eleanor, passed away. We honor her. Correction on that number, 212-425-1020. 425-1020 on the number for David and Audra. All right, Inner Sight Frolic tonight. Hey, can you find the latest Able in the headline news?
Yeah, I'll look.
Yeah, check it out. I want to try to get the latest headline news on the Able newspaper.
Okay.
See what it is, and then we'll play the.
Hey.
We got to thank Able too.
Yes, we do.
For giving us a free ad in Inner Sight. Well, we do an exchange with them, so we advertise them.
Yep, we advertise them.
All right, Inner Sight. Nobody's starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Check them out. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, and all the youngsters that have perished at the hands of evildoers. All right? We remember them. All right, you got the Able News?
I have the Able News, yes. Do you want to hear?
All right, well, hold that. Play the ad, and then we'll see what the headline says.
Okay, yeah, I have to get back to
on that. On the Frolics.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
the ad up?
Not yet. I was looking
at
all
right, Inner Sight.
Come on.
Kennedy Realty, another one of our friends, 631-888-1186 on Kennedy. Able News.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Insight, brought to you by the Third Eye, Insight with Fernandez, Devin. And you want to stay in shape and have a lot of fun, give Dev a call. Where's the number? Here it is, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Now, what do you got on that headline? Anything?
Nothing big, to tell you the truth. Hold on, let me look again.
What does it say?
Hold up. Oh. Adams gets pushed back. That's Eric Adams in New York City. We have to get Long Island. That comes up first, the Long Island one. Oh,
Adams,
not too bad. Yeah, but
what,
not
what does
too
it say?
Bad.
Adam has a push cart. What?
No,
what'd
gets pushed back. Pushed back.
Pushed
I don't know
back.
What
you
mean until I read
I thought
it.
You said maybe the mayor quit and he's got a push cart.
Probably.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny.
Anybody wanna buy? anybody wanna buy any bananas? I'm trying to help my father. Yeah. Look here, you better buy these bananas, cause later I'm the one gonna eat them, and I can't stand bananas anymore. He mashes them up. Put them in the milk. I hate milk. I ain't got no teeth. That's why he's taking advantage of me. Oh, shut up. Don't listen to him. He's Nile seen. He's what? What'd you say? How's that? I said you're Nile seen. Nile seen? Yeah, that's the opposite of seen. That means there's no hope for you, Pop. You're not senile, you're Nile seen. Well, I used to be able to see. Now I'm almost totally blind. Oh, shut up. Sit down. Now listen, push this push. I can't push that thing. It's too heavy. Why don't you go abuse your mother like she abused you?
There you go.
Woo! Anybody want to buy any bananas? How old are those bananas, Sonny? How old are you?
That's pretty rotten.
The bananas are a lot younger than you are, you know. Well, look at this paper here. It says, Adam push cars. What happened? I thought you was the mayor. Well, I used to be the mayor, and they run me out of City Hall on a rail.
Me?
A rail? Yeah.
That's right.
Well, what'd they do that for? Well, they said I stole some money and I kissed some girl. Well, now, which was it? Did you steal the money or did you kiss the girl?
Both.
I declined to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. Well, you're already going to be cremated.
Cremated? How'd you go from incrimination to cremated?
You can't be cremated twice, only once, Sonny. Please, Pop, I'm trying to make a living. Anybody want to buy any apples?
Yeah, right.
Woo! This is the Adam Pushcart. All right, in the sight.
Oh,
what was that? Adam gets pushed back?
That's what it said.
Where did he get pushed back to?
I don't know. I'm now on the Long Island thing. I have to close the other one. I was going to come in with something in for Long Island. You said you wanted some.
What does the Long Island say? Different?
Different. NASA
what does
mission.
It say?
Blind student participates on Artemis. I think that's a moon of one of the planets. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Blind student participates on Artemis 1.
Blind student?
Yep.
Participates
on Artemis 1. I didn't read the, you know, what it said here, but all I know is that's what the title is.
Wait a minute. A blind student
participates. Yeah.
Participates in
on
what?
Artemis 1.
Artemis 1?
Artemis 1.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Artemis, and then the first one.
Artemis.
One. Yeah.
One.
One.
Yeah, sounds like a blind student made a big mess.
Probably.
An Artemis.
See.
Whatever
Matthew
that means. Cho. I don't know.
No, that's a moon of a planet. And
that's
think
a what?
They're offending something.
Get near
descending.
The phone. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay. The student is participating, most likely, on the equipment that goes up there. That's what I'm thinking, because that's what's pictured in the background. Equipment.
Oh, equipment.
Yeah.
What
but
that
he's
mean?
On the Artemis team to go up, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they have blind people driving trucks soon.
Soon?
Don't let me be on the road.
Oh, no,
I mean,
that's
these
not
people
a good
are crazy.
Idea. Yes, they are.
Imagine that this guy, what's his name, Tesla.
Yeah,
Tesla. I think he wants to be Jewish. Anyway, imagine this guy, Tesla. You moved away from the phone again. You got to get close
to
the
phone. No, I didn't really. I'm having technical difficulties.
Imagine this guy, Tesla, comes out with a truck or a car that a blind person can drive, and now you got blind people driving.
Oh, God.
Holy smoke. Keep me off the road, Joe.
And let me walk.
Yeah.
God, give me a miracle so I could walk again.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with anything to make money. They'll
sell you.
They'll say their mother got killed by accident and stuff her and sell her to as a
yeah, that's right.
A sex doll.
Oh, that's gross.
You want to buy my mother as a sex doll? Oh, shut up.
Oh, no. That would be bad.
She's all
talk
stuck.
Talk about bad driving.
And ready to go.
That's the first stuffing a doll.
I wouldn't
doll.
Be surprised if they try to, the next thing they, maybe they already got them, electric sex dolls.
Yeah, they probably oh, gosh.
You put your who's a watcher in there and you get electrocuted.
Oh, no. Not a good idea.
As a matter of fact, I heard about that in the news. One guy bought one of those things, see?
The electric.
And it said on the dial. The dial said cold. Medium, hot, and extra hot.
So he wanted extra hot.
So he put on extra hot.
Uh-oh.
Boy, did he get it.
Yeah, he got cooked.
When the medics got there, he was too fried to help.
That's right.
Woo!
Oh, God,
I tell you, don't know what they're going to try to sell next. I mean, they got cars, trying to make cars that fly.
Oh, jeez.
What was the other? Oh, I heard a thing on the news the other day about the helicopter people are complaining because of the flying cars.
Oh, jeez. That's scary.
That's weird, man.
Very scary.
Imagine you get in your car. And, oh, don't worry, darling. We'll be there in 10 minutes. Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Of course, we don't know if we'll get there alive. Don't all I have to do is put her on high fly.
That's funny.
High fly?
Yeah.
I wish you'd do something with your fly.
Uh-oh. Is it open?
Woo!
I tell you, man. They're all crazy. They're nuts.
Yes,
all these things. Another guy sent out a spaceship.
Yeah.
Oh, after 35 years of trying, the damn thing finally went up. Woo! All his wives left him, you know, because all he did was go out every day and play with his spaceship, you know.
Yeah.
Fixing it up, and every time he sent it up, plop, it came down, you know, and came down so many times they had to sell the house because he was sued, you know.
No.
And finally, he was launching them from New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
You know, and finally he launched one on American soil, and that's the one that went up.
Yeah, right?
Where he is, I don't know. Went up with him in it, I don't know. But these guys are crazy. Why would anybody with money who can be well off and take care of themselves and eat, you know, organic and have a nice time and breathe the fresh air and talk to the animals and all that, why would they be stupid and fool around with all this stuff? Can somebody explain that to me?
I can't even begin to explain it to you.
I mean, you got to be a real moron. If you've got your means to live, live as long as you can and have fun. You know,
yeah.
What do you got to go asking for all this trouble?
That's true.
You don't have to ask for trouble. It's going to find you eventually. It's going to find everybody eventually. All right, Inside. Oh, you want to call in? 213-816-1650. Try to say something funny, you know. Hey, Giuseppe,
yeah.
Is that a U-boat? No, that ain't a my boat. Maybe it's a U-boat. Anyway.
That's right.
Inner Sight, we got Louie coming up, Jimmy Dinigan. Who else we got? how about, did we do the personal columns last time?
Part of it. You want to do the rest?
Can you get the personal? I just want to hear what's in there.
What they have on there? Okay, I'm going to.
Yeah, can you get them?
Yeah.
You got the latest paper?
Yes, I do.
8:38. Is Louis on the line?
Yes, he's waiting for you.
Oh, we better get Louis. Let's get.
Yeah.
Hold that.
Yep.
Able personals, and let's get Louis.
Okay. Hold up.
8:38 already. Inner Sight live.
Yeah,
from.
Nothing flies.
Woo, 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 woo.
Hold on, I'm trying.
Hello, Louie, are you there?
Not yet. This thing is so
Louie, answer the phone. Is this Louie Lalip Rivera?
Yeah, here he comes.
All right, live, here's Louie.
Hey, hello. Hello, this is my name is Louie Rivera. Able News is a very important newspaper to tell you about the love dress they give it to the ladies of Cardi and Chrissy, all right? And meanwhile, if you read the article of Able News, you can flirt with other girls they want. They want to get down on the floor, and they're giving out the love drops. And meanwhile, I can go find the swab. I can go get a whole Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis in the ladies' bathroom.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question there.
Yeah, talk to me. Talk to Rosanna,
yeah.
Rosanna, Dana.
Did you ever do a dance naked in the Bronx?
What's that
about? I go to the Hubba Hubba bathroom.
Yeah.
Hubba Hubba bathroom, okay.
How many Spanish angels were you surrounded by?
Surrounded by female Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Not Japanese, Italian ladies and blonde, brunette, red hair, blue hair, yellow hair, white hair.
Yellow, blue, all of that. They look like clowns,
yeah. Did they like you?
Yeah, they kissed me all right.
I can't hear you, Lou. Get close to the phone. Can't hear you.
Hey, listen.
There it is.
I get close to the phone, all right? Hey, ladies, don't go and come to the bathroom. Wait till I come out and dry myself.
There you go.
Don't come to the bathroom. You know, if you were a famous lawyer, your office would be in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! You'd go. All the client would come in the bathroom and say, "Oh, Mr. Rivera, do I have a good case?" And you'd say, "Well, you better go in the bathroom first."
Ladies, don't come to the bathroom. Let me dry myself out before you kissy kissy.
Oh,
that's
boy.
It. Try yourself off.
Yeah.
And then you kissy kissy.
That's right.
Yeah, well, get it on with the ladies.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
So, give me a good imitation. Who can you imitate, Lou? Give me somebody. Who's your favorite?
What about Popeye the Sailor Man? Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the face of to have my love drops. And I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Is Popeye still on?
I haven't seen him in a while.
You can get on Tune In With Me. You can get on American Turner Classic Movie. You can reach Popeye.
Oh. You can get him on there. He's still on, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, well, who was Olive Oil? That was his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never
and
liked
Bluto,
that.
That belongs to Bluto.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah.
Louis Rivera.
yeah.
So, what are you going to do over the weekend, Lou?
Yeah.
We got, I know I got a new bathroom, but it's not finished yet. It's upstairs. We took the old bathroom, put the new bathroom in.
Oh,
you got a
really?
New bathroom?
Yeah, not yet.
How many bathrooms you got in the house?
I got upstairs and down here, I got a new toilet.
All right.
Oh, a new toilet.
Yeah,
paint
and paint the bathroom, too.
Oh, nice. What color are you making it?
It's white downstairs, white color.
Oh, nice.
White color downstairs, and what color upstairs?
I think it's beige.
That's not bad. Yeah.
All right, so you're
able
to use your new bathroom.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the old bathroom and put the new bathroom in.
There you go.
Yeah.
When is that happening, this weekend?
Sounds good.
They already started since Monday.
Oh, it already started. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can hardly wait for the new bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Frank, I had to go.
What are you
going to
do with the old?
Going to
do with the old bathroom?
Give it to the love drops.
Give it to the love drops.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to ask me, Lou?
And when I go into your studio, when it's open in your new studio, I'm going in and I'm going to do the Friday Night Frolics at the studio.
That'd be
fun. I want to dress you up like Rosanna, put lipstick
and
on you, and I'm going to interview you.
And you better be the philosopher, because you promised me the philosopher.
Well, me?
No, Frank.
I'm gonna make believe I'm Jimmy Stewart, and I'm gonna interview you on television. It'll be funny.
Hey Frank, I saw you on TV yesterday. All new Inner Sight.
That's right.
Yesterday?
Yeah, all new.
All new?
Yeah.
What show did you see yesterday?
with Regina, the host, all new.
That's
an old show. Next week,
I saw the season premiere of Inner Sight, all new Inner Sight. It was on yesterday.
Yeah, but the new shows start next week.
Yeah,
that's a repeat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was a repeat. I don't know where they got that from.
Yeah, she moved out of
the
area.
They had it.
That's interesting.
All right, Inner Sight. Hey, Lou, give us a song. Come on, you got to finish up with a song.
I don't know any songs, Suzanne.
Get back closer to the phone. I can't hear you. You got to stop moving around like that.
Doesn't know any songs.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, give me a nice song. Let's see. When You Wish Upon a Star. You know that one?
How about this one? If no much how I really love you. You don't know how much I really care. Listen.
All right.
Do you know about a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I want to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh, I know a secret for a week or
sounds
two.
Sounds like Paul McCartney.
Nobody knows, just
that's
we
right.
two. Listen, do you want to know the secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I want to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh.
All right. Louis
Ooh.
Rivera.
Ooh. Yeah.
Louis Rivera and the Drunken Beatles. Thank you, Lou.
Yeah, that's the early one of the early Beatles recordings.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
All right.
So,
let me ask,
Suzanne.
Yes.
You're proud of me on a Friday. I call you every Friday for the flowers. You're very happy for Louie, right?
Yeah, we're always happy for you, Louie.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy, funny guy, lover man, love drop.
Yeah.
All right.
We love you. So, yeah.
See you next week.
Every Friday.
Okay.
I got to tell him about Jimmy Dinigan. I got a few minutes left.
Okay, ladies
okay.
and gentlemen, here's Jimmy Dinigan on Inner Sight.
Okay,
turn in next Friday, and we're going to have a good time with all the Dana Dana and many
okay,
more.
Okay, Lou. Later.
Okay, love you.
All right,
okay.
So
bye-bye.
Jimmy comes in.
Bye-bye.
Jimmy comes in with show and tell, see?
Uh-oh.
And Jimmy comes in, he's got a box with him. Nobody knows what's in it, you know. So it's his turn.
All right, Jimmy. Now, what have you got for show and tell? Oh, I got some real nightmares, Ma. What do you see?
Uh-oh.
What do you see this?
You know, he opens the box, and he pulls out this plastic thing, and Miss Ma says, Jimmy, what is that?
At the portable toilet.
She says, what?
Now he's going to show
and the whole class starts laughing, but they can't see it, you know.
Yeah, right. The portable toilet. See, now, let me tell you, I'm going to show you how it works. Jimmy, don't you care. Don't worry, Miss Ma. I'm not gonna pull my pants down. Don't worry.
And he sits he puts it down on the floor.
Right.
And now everybody wants to come and see it, you know, because they can't see. They're all blind, you know.
Right.
So he's sitting on this toilet. And he says,
now, you make sure, now, everybody, when you go to the toilet, make sure first you pull your pants down. Don't go with your pants.
And Miss Ma says, Jimmy,
that
get back in your seat and put that thing away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Miss Meyer. It's good for an emergency.
You know, he's got this toilet, and then he says, look, it even flushes, and he flushes. He flushes the toilet.
What does it flush too?
The water goes all over. The water goes all over the floor, and Janie says, oh, my feet are wet. My mother's going to kill me.
Uh-oh.
He even
sure
got toilet paper.
It.
He says, toilet paper.
He starts unrolling this toilet paper.
Oh,
a
my.
A whole roll. And it goes all over the floor with the water. Oh, what a mess.
Says, I have to call the maintenance people, Jimmy. What? Clean up that mess.
He's
a
sure
nice
like
show
amusing.
And tell.
He's sure like amusing, you know, things, very amusing things.
Oh, man. I'll never forget it. What a mess. And the guy comes in with a mop. A woman, I don't remember who it was,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to mop up this water, but now the toilet paper
mm.
is all in the water.
Oh, God. The mop water, ew.
Woo!
Ew.
And Jimmy, Jimmy's saying,
oh, ain't that nice? Look, they're going to clean it up, Janie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me, Jimmy. You got me all wet.
I tell you, man, it was a riot. And
yeah.
after that, every time we had show and tell, Miss Moss said, I have to inspect what you're going to show before you show it.
Mm-hmm. That
oh,
must
man,
have
I'll
been
never...
tough.
What?
That must have been tough because he probably didn't know what the hell to bring.
Yeah,
he just,
didn't
you know.
What people were going to bring in. But that then again is too much, man.
Yeah, he is.
A portable toilet.
They have them, though, for camping.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
But who thought he would bring it into school, you know? Let's see. Monday's Mad or Glad. Tuesday's Open Mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to miss that.
Yeah,
turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We did a show last night on Milton. That'll be
yep.
on locally next
mm-hmm.
Thursday at 9:30. If you want to see the story about the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school and how people are getting away with murder.
That's true.
So tune us in local. We'll let you know when it's on the Twitter, and we'll let you know when it's going to be on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You can get it on the internet then, all over the world.
Yeah.
So we're going to promote it during the week on Twitter. And let people know that, you know, locally they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll soon to be on YouTube.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight. Anybody out there want to do a day for Milton? Let us know.
Yes,
Inner Sight at PMPmail.com. We'll send you a package on Milton. The guide dog
mm-hmm.
lost his life in a place where you never would have thought that would have happened.
Yeah, right.
The guide dog school here in Long Island, Smithtown, New York. Guide Dog Foundation, mm-hmm. the name of the place. Lost
it's amazing what they would do and lie. And I would say cheat the disabled
yeah.
person out of an open life, you know, to do things that they could do with a guide dog that they cannot do with a cane.
Yeah.
You know, it's
not only did they kill Milton, they tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
That's worse. See, that should
yeah.
be a more
a felony
of a punishment.
Right.
You know, it's like somebody who kills somebody and now they're trying to cover it up. That's
right.
extra time in jail. That's there's a word for that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I forget
I
what it is.
I can't remember the word, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It does. But the thing is, to I bet you somebody had a pet. Now, I'm always wanting to know the difference in, you know, the pet, you know, arresting somebody who hurts a pet or hurts a guide dog. I want to know the difference.
It's
I want
the
to know
same thing.
Different.
There's no extra law or
right.
provision for the guide dog. That's what we want.
Yeah.
You know, it's the
yeah,
same thing. The most you can get is a year in jail and $1,000 fine.
That's disgusting.
How come they didn't give the bitch the year in jail at least?
Right. Maybe she wanted a public service. You never get a choice on your...
Well, you don't get a choice if it's a felony. Unless
no,
you make
don't.
A deal
that's
with the district attorney and you know, you turn in evidence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Then they may let you off easier. But check that out
terrible.
next Thursday, channel 20, 9:30, Inner Sight,
mm-hmm.
and the story of the murder of a guide dog.
That's terrible.
Tom Krupa will be on, the husband of
Michelle,
who owned the dog. And we definitely will have Michelle on in the near future.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness. Now look out for those flying cars out there. See?
That's
Don't
true.
Trust them. Because
mm-hmm.
if you hit the wrong button, you're not going to fly.
You're going to sink.
You're going to go backwards.
Uh-oh.
All these cars go sideways, too. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
Holy smoke. Imagine
that
some guy gets in one of these cars and he's drunk. Oh, God. That's
oh,
be
he
a
wouldn't
disaster.
Have to worry. He thinks he's going forward when he's going backwards.
Yeah, that'd be a disaster.
Yes, it would be.
Flying cars. What are they, a bunch of morons? Most of these people can't even drive cars that stay on the ground. They want them to drive flying cars? Drive flying cars?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's basically
they don't
it.
Care. Long they get the money.
I don't think that's
And these things are expensive.
Yes, they are. Even when I was had full sight, Frank, and I was driving.
What?
Sorry. Even though I had full sight at one time and I was driving, I don't think I'd want to drive it because it's just too new.
Yeah.
You know?
Too risky.
And too risky.
Crazy.
Oh.
I mean, you hit the wrong button. You know, suppose you're in a traffic jam, right?
Yeah.
And you want to fly. Mm-hmm. You're going to push the button. I mean, how are you going to avoid hitting something going up or going side to side?
Yeah, right. So.
You know? Crazy. All right. Inner Sight. Be with you Monday on Mad or Glad. I want to thank all our listeners. Well, give me, you got a quick total?
It was 300 something. 117,300, I think 50. 350.
Oh. 117,350. All right, we're moving
yeah.
up.
Yes, we are.
In the world. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, be with you Monday,
You're
mad
welcome.
Or glad. All right. Have
yeah.
fun out there.
Yep.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Hope you had a little crazy fun.
Yeah, hey,
goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Woo!
Good night, everybody. Take care.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Who is this?
Don't know. Who's that?
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
You there?
Oh, I lost that other call. What are you doing? The show's over. Inner Sight.
Yeah, no, I'm logging off.
Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.